I'm Anthony Kuhn in Gaza City. Just before the ceasefire took effect, the streets were silent and deserted. War-weary Gazans know that this is the time the combatants take their parting shots, just before they let their guns go silent. At the Al-Shifa hospital, Dr. Ashraf Al-Kedra, a health ministry spokesman, says that the news of the ceasefire brings forth mixed emotions.
I'm very happy, but I'm still scared because I'm afraid Israelis will not honor the ceasefire. The Israeli planes are still everywhere over Gaza. They have targeted some civilians, even though they know that there will be a ceasefire.
He says another 17 Palestinians were killed just this afternoon. As the ceasefire took effect, the streets erupted in celebration, with some crying, "Bomb Tel Aviv, bomb Tel Aviv." Dr. Ahmed Yosef is a Hamas leader and former political advisor to Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh. Speaking just before the truce came into effect, he said that the conflict has united Palestinians behind Hamas, both in Gaza and the West Bank.
We are Palestinian. We are all targeted, and this is what the Israeli try to do. It's all out war against Palestine, not just about Hamas alone.
He adds that Arab and Muslim nations have rallied to the Palestinian cause and given Palestinians a new spirit.
With the support and backing from the Arab street and Arab regime, I think we will be capable to continue defending ourselves and making the Israelis actually to pay a big price if they continue on their policy of assassination and occupation.
Yosef says the ceasefire negotiations were difficult because both sides didn't just want a truce, they wanted to completely change the status quo. But it's not yet clear from the terms of agreement that that is what they got. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Gaza City.